First of all, we want to say hello to Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, thanks so much for joining us here every week.
No problem. Love it every time. By the way,
I'm so glad that you're here with us. We have been having one of these strange weeks, along with the stock market, Wall Street Journal, United Airlines, and even a satellite. It's been a very strange day. But Mike is the editor of MI Tech News, and that is a weekly collection of stories about technology and entrepreneurship throughout the state of Michigan that you can receive absolutely free every Friday. And just to give you an example, for instance, Mike, you had a headline this last week about Michigan becoming the go-to place for those engaged in mobile and wireless technology.
Yeah, absolutely. It came from our friends at the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, one of our many partners. We have eight of them now that provide content, and then we all cross-promote each other. But according to them, they did a study looking at the whole big picture, and that every one of these mobile tech jobs that are created creates 6.5 additional jobs in
wow.
the state. And the average mobile wireless professional is making $89,000 a year.
Woohoo! Very good reason to stick around the state and to get involved in mobile technology. Well, you know, the story has just been getting worse and worse about that federal ID hack that went on. It's now reached 22 million?
Yeah, and these are people, government personnel information, their health information, and you know, everything the bad guys want. They kind of government lowballed this number earlier, but now it's turned out that it's over 22 million. It's just, I don't know what to do anymore, right? I mean, it's like every week there's a new hack, and but we kind of have, there's a variety of players involved. It's not only nation states, but it's organized crime. It's
absolutely.
Your personal information is very valuable. That's why you have to protect it.
And it just seems to have gotten worse and worse. One last thing I wanted to talk about, Mike, was that you are also publishing parts of the book, There Will Be Cyber War, which is written by Richard Steenen, who was our guest last week. A fascinating conversation with him about cyber war and whether it has taken place or will take place. You are actually publishing or serializing, I think, the chapters in the book.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll do them all. I don't think Richard will let me do that. But what we are doing is teasing everybody out there, trying to let them, because it's a very good book. It's a good read. It's not real long. It's
right.
about 120 pages. It's something that everyone should read, particularly if you're in the government. I hope they're reading it.
Yes.
He puts together an interesting scenario. And what we're doing is putting about 1,000 words up a week. So you get a taste of what it is. It reads like a movie. You know,
yep.
It could be a screenplay or something.
It is certainly thought-provoking, and I think that's the object of it. But, folks, the reason I mention this is that MI Tech News is just a collection of headlines, but as Mike said, he's got eight other organizations that are collaborating along with ourselves, IT and the D, Digital Diva, so many other groups now. It has become a great source of information from so many other resources, audio and video. And all of this, folks, is absolutely yours, totally free. And all you have to do is to go to internetadvisor.net or mitechnews.com and subscribe. And that just means putting in your email address in there, and it will be arriving on your email page every Friday. A ton of information there. Very worthwhile resource as well. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Foster. Have a great one.
Have a great July out